Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Way That I See It. My name is Lucy Superfox, and this is my podcast. So it is a week post-wedding. So I got married last weekend. Very exciting times, my friends. And last episode was all about what I know so far about love. So if you haven't listened to that and right now you want to really improve your relationship with yourself, or you feel like there's a relationship in your life you'd love to improve, then I share my top tips and my lessons over, you know, life, experience, business, across love, you know, everything from self-love to love in relationships. And you can check that out on the last episode of The Way That I See It. So this episode is all about what I know so far about money. And this is really the series I'm going to be sharing up until the festive season. And if you're listening back to this at a later date, then stay tuned. But the next few episodes are going to all be about what I know so far. And really, you know, being both an exercise in closure for me and being able to kind of establish, okay, this was my line in the sand. This is where I kind of, what my experience was, my sense of things was in 2023. And, you know, who do I want to be in 2024? So, money, the topic of money, the topic that has the biggest controversy, the most drama, the most bullshit, to be honest, and the most conflicting advice. And look, I'm not sat here saying I'm a number one expert, because I'm not a millionaire yet, guys. And I say yet with absolute conviction and certainty. Like, I'm not a millionaire yet, but I have understand and learned some serious principles as a girl that never really should have been a girl that kind of was six figures at the age I was from self-employed life. Like, there were lots of things that I created that couldn't have just been done practically, if that makes sense. So let me share with you what I know so far about money. And these are my notes. I have no notes, zero notes. I was going to write, basically, I'm a big post-it girl, and I was going to write some notes down before and just give myself some bullet points and riff on them. But truthfully, I was like, I know what I'm going to say. So just let yourself riff and it will come. So first things first, to give you a bit of background and story. So I, as a child, had both an experience of not enough and an experience of more than enough. And in my late teen years, so most of my childhood and early teen years were very much a life of not enough, very much, you know, there wasn't enough for that. You know, there wasn't enough for extras. We very much lived kind of, I hate to say hand to mouth, because that really is such an old phrase that doesn't really apply to anything in the modern Western world. But we were in a situation where there was just enough to get by. And my parents aggressively save for any kind of trip or holiday, you know, like it was one holiday trip a year, which on the whole is normal for most people. But I share this because then in my late teens, my dad's business went on to basically explode. And it would have been a 10 years in the making, right? This wasn't like a business that was like, oh, he got this idea and off it went. Like, it was 10 plus years before this happened. His business exploded in a big way. And our lifestyle shifted dramatically in the space of a year. And so I was fortunate enough to get a car on my 17th birthday, to move to a bigger house, you know, with my family. And so I've really seen both sides of not enough and what that feels, what beliefs you create from that, what stories, what, you know, narratives happen as a result of not having enough. And I've also been on the other side of, you know, a young adult who was not financially independent, and what a life looks like where you are financially dependent, but there is more than enough. And there were lots of lessons I learned as a child that I'm not going to get into now, that I do talk about inside the Money Master and Manifest program. But what I want to share with you is really what I've learned in the last few years. But I give you that context so that you understand that I've not been born into money. Like, I didn't come into money. I also haven't, you know, grown from zero all the way to 100. Like, that's not my story at all. I currently turn across multiple businesses a couple of six figures. I have a goal for 2024 of £300,000. So that's, you know, British pounds. So a lot of my prices are in dollars. So the market is good right now for the pound. So let's just say, you know, there's a stretch. Like, I've got a stretch goal, which really excites me. And the reason why that's my goal, there isn't really a reason. It's just because it would be fun. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about. So what I know so far about money. So the first thing I know about money is that money is a combination of our attitude and energy and our practical action. So your current reality with money is a balance of how you behave with money. So how you spend it, how you save it, what you do with it, how you treat it, and also what you believe to be true. Because your beliefs, stories, and narratives impact your behavior impacts your reality, and then your reality impacts your beliefs. So if right now you believe there's never enough, and that's a true core belief from your experience of life that has been true up to this point, you will then go about your life like there is not enough. You will seek things out where you can't afford them. You'll be in situations where money gets overspent or you attract unwanted bills because you believe there is never enough. When you believe there's never enough, that will be your reality. You will then go on to enforce those beliefs by having these experiences where there is never enough. And then you will go on to reinforce your belief even more. And this is why a lot of people don't really ever change their financial circumstances in their entire life. Their life may shift and change, as in they may, their life quality may improve when they move in with a partner, because then they go from two incomes, you know, from one income to two. They may be able to upscale a house as they have, you know, a slight margin and increase from a job, or, and then they may have to cut back when they have children because it's extra expenses. And that kind of very, what I'd call systemized kind of approach to increasing abundance or wealth or money, we could just use the word money, couldn't we? That never appealed to me. And I do think that does come from my experience of never having enough. And then it was quite sudden, like almost like a quantum leap that we did have enough. So I had that kind of taste of, well, why do I have to wait if it can happen like this? Now, like I've said, my dad's journey in business was a 10-year journey. Plus, it wasn't an overnight success. But what it did allow me to understand was that your reality can change in a heartbeat. The challenge is most people hold a core belief that it can't, that this is the way life is. This is the way life has to go. This is just how it is for me. And those kind of beliefs, no matter what area they're in, will always keep you stuck, because those beliefs are affirming that your current reality is permanent, but nothing in life is permanent. We're always changing. Cells in our body are always growing. The weather's always moving. The only inevitability that's permanent, set in stone in life, is that at some point we will all die. So when people kind of affirm things that say, this is the way it is, it's just how it is, I can't control it, you know, it's not within my control, I'm telling you that belief itself is the number one thing holding you back from changing your reality across anything, but especially in money. So what you must know is that your current reality right now is made up of all the beliefs, stories, and behaviors that you have had up to this point around money. So if your financial experience right now sucks, that is because that's a combination of what you believe to be true about money in addition to how you behave with money. Now, what happens in most kind of like Western societal life is we have lots of practical people coming on to give lots of practical money advice. And look, all for it, you know, got a financial advisor when it comes to big investments for sure, because they have that knowledge and wisdom I don't have. But what a financial advisor does, in my experience, is tell you how to either manage the money that you do have or potentially invest money so that it can be something in the future. Now, if we're at the point where you only have just enough or never enough, investments are far from your mind. So therefore, managing the existing amount of money that you have keeps you in the place where you're managing the existing money that you have. Now, I'm all for learning tips and tricks, hacks on how to save, how to be more practical with money. And some of the Money Master and Manifest program does include those things, but they do not include advice like cutting back. Here's the thing about cutting back. At some point, where are you going to cut back to? Zero. What about you could just make more? What about just that you could actually be in a situation where you're open to experiencing things being different rather than just continuously cutting back? So you're like, and you land at zero, right? The second thing people do is get you to do crazy stuff, like go to 7 different supermarkets to get the same product because it's 50p cheaper. Honey, your time is worth more than 50p to nip to from one supermarket to the next. And this kind of advice very much keeps people in the sense that they need the system, they need the process, they need these people. These people know more than them. And it's not to say they don't know more than you, right? But what I tend to see is these people are teaching you to basically behave different with the current financial reality that you have. Now, practical action steps can absolutely shift your experience of money. So for example, if you were able to save £10 a week, at the end of the year, you'd have £520. That might be a situation that you've never had before, and therefore that would be a change in your financial experience. However, if you are like me and a marginal gain like that doesn't feel like really anything, and you are looking to completely change your financial reality, you're looking to go from maybe doubling your income, maybe actually being able to add £500 a month to your savings, being in a situation where you're seeking those six figures, or maybe right now where you're like, I want to go self-employed, but how will I ever match my corporate salary or your kind of job income? Then this is really what I'm here to share with you, is my lessons are for those people. If you just want to make tiny marginal tweaks and gains, you know what? Follow the practical advice. But if you're looking to really quantum shift your reality with money, then you've got to do a combination of both the practical and the emotional and spiritual, because everything in your outside reality is a direct representation of what you believe to be true, what you think, how that makes you feel, and in turn, how it makes you act, not just changing the action, because that's just changing the very end of the process and not changing the journey. It's like when someone's got really bad skin and they're like, oh, well, I'll just buy a spot cream. I'm like, well, what about gut health? What about hydration? What about quality of nutrition? You're trying to fix a problem rather than deal with the root cause. And money is exactly the same thing. So we must start at the root. We must start at what we currently believe around money, because people have this perception that wanting more money is bad. And it comes from a section in the Bible that says money is the root of all evil. That's not actually what the Bible says. If you actually look at the quote, it says the love of money is the root of all evil. And by that, it's talking about greed. It's talking about choosing money above other Christian values is what it's talking about. If you look at this from a spiritual perspective, A Course in Miracles says that money's not good or bad. It's a neutral resource, right? Like all things, everything is neutral, but it's the meaning that we give to it. But what's happened is society has told us that wanting more money is bad, or that if you're a wealthy person, that you must be greedy, or if that you're a successful person, you must be a flashy twat, right? And we've all said these things. I have absolutely driven past someone who's maybe driven like a bit of a knob as well and gone, oh my God, what a flashy twat. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. If I want the abundance to have a car like that, to have a life like that, I don't want to drive like that. But then I can't judge those people for having that thing. So you have to look at the root of why you believe the things that you do. So is it that you had a poor upbringing and you were made fun of? Maybe it's not even that literal. Maybe you just felt guilty whenever you asked your parents for something, and that sense of guilt has led to you becoming quite passive around money and kind of like, oh yeah, whatever. Maybe you've been through an experience where you had quite a shocking experience with money, where maybe things were really good and then maybe things went really bad. So your nervous system reacted and was like, oh my God, I'm so terrified. Money's not safe. Like, we create stories and narratives around money throughout our life experience, and especially in our early years, that have nothing to do with us. But if you are looking to transform your financial reality, you must start at the root. And the root is what you believe, it's what you think, it's what you know to be true. Now, your experiences are telling you that these things are facts, but the truth is that nothing is a fact, right? It's only our experience of it, because everything's neutral, it's what we make it mean. So if you want to shift your reality, the first thing you've got to be able to do, once you've got some sense of what these beliefs are, why they come about, like awareness is only the first step, right? Is you've got to understand that they're not true for every single person. And this is part of the course, right? So what we do is I give you a snapshot into my process for breaking down bullshit beliefs and building new ones. And in this course, we apply it just to money. So in some of my other programs, we're kind of doing it across everything. But in this program, we're doing it just for money. And what I want you to understand is that if something is true for you, but it's not true for another person, does it have to be true for you? And the answer is no. So I'm not going to give you time to answer that. The answer is no, unless you keep saying things like, it's just the way it is. It's just how life goes for me. Always happens to me. Bloody typical. Those kind of statements, insinuate and tell me that inside you believe you're different, that you believe it won't work for you, that you believe likely that you're not good enough, you're not seen, you're not worthy, and therefore wealth eludes you. It's not something that's available to you. And even if you've tried really, really hard, and even if you've worked more hours than you've ever worked before, financially, you might not be in a different position. And that is truly because the stories that you are telling yourself, you believe them to be true. You continue to take the action and continue to get the result. So the first step is you have to get aware of the stories and see them as stories rather than see them as fact. Then it's breaking them down and being able to understand they don't have to be true. Then it's being curious and being playing with concepts and ideas around what could be true for you, right? And then looking at other people and being like, well, what must be true for her for this to be right? If she's living that life and having that experience, what must be true for her? And the reason why we have to change these things is because you will always get what you are available for. So even if you change your practical action, let's say you work more hours, let's say you add in a side hustle, let's say you inherit some money. If you are always available to never have enough, to always be in debt, for bad things to happen, to always have more bills than money, it doesn't matter where the money comes from. It doesn't matter whether or not you work more hours. You will always live to your means because you will always get what you are available for. So if you are not shifting what you're available for energetically, emotionally, mentally, you will not shift what you're available. Even if you shift what you're available for practically, your life experience with money will not change. And this is why you must do the inner work as well. Now, a side note to this, and I touched on this lightly, is if you've had negative experiences with money, maybe you've had positive and negative experiences, likely your nervous system has remembered imprinted experiences in. It's remembered when you lost all that money, or it's remembered when money was stolen, or it's remembered that when you had loads of money, people didn't like you, like whatever the thing was. And so the challenge is, even when you change your belief, sometimes your body still thinks money is unsafe and money isn't safe to keep. It's not safe to have. It's not safe to hold. And our nervous system, you know, I've talked about this a lot on this podcast, guys, but our nervous system can become dysregulated through stresses of life. And then money can be a real trigger for us on a nervous system level. And at that point, this is where you also have to do the deeper healing work. You have to be able to address what's going on in your body. You have to be able to reprogram and recondition your nervous system responses, in addition to shifting the mindset and the belief stuff. And this is why I really believe it's a recipe for success. It's not a, this is a bullshit belief, believe another one. Like, this is about, and this is why I made this freaking program, right, guys? Because like, I don't make stuff I think is a good idea. I make stuff I genuinely know works. Like, the testimonials from my clients are unbelievable in this program. So number one, you shift your beliefs, the thoughts, the process, you understand the way that you think. Then you change the way that you feel. You reprogram the nervous system. You help the nervous system understand the power of shifting, the fact that these do things, things do feel safe. And we do that in small ways and in big ways. And so whether that is we try some quantum leaps, we play around, we get curious, but also we might do small things where you take baby steps, and those baby steps allow you to hold a little more and feel a little bit safer with money. And this is how most people do money, is they save a little bit, right? But again, if you are always available for to have no savings, it doesn't matter how much you save, at some point you'll empty them. And so this is why you must shift what you're available for on a mental level, emotional level, energetic level, and then be willing to do things differently practically. Now, I do not believe in hustle culture. I do not believe that working harder is the answer to making more money. I do believe working smarter. So some of the practical things that I've done is, number one, I do have leveraged parts of my businesses. So there are parts of my businesses that, guys, by the way, actually, let me just side note this. I do not believe in passive income. I do not believe in any money received is passive. Here's why. Because even if you've created a model that generates money without you doing anything, you did something in the beginning that was active, and therefore it has an energetic intention behind it that money flows to you. Manifestation and the receiving of money is an active process. It's an active energetic vibrational process. There is no such thing as passive income. There is, however, leveraged income, where you put the energy and intention behind something, you create a system or something that generates money that comes to you. When people hear the word passive income, it makes them think they don't have to do anything. And here's the truth. You might not have to be taking any practical action in that moment for that money to land in your bank account, but you must be an energetic match and you must be available for that money to land in your bank account. So there is no such thing as passive income. There is, however, leveraged income from a practical sense, and there is like receivership rather than earning. And when you can separate, when you can really grasp that, you will understand that your energy, your vibration, the way that you think, and then working smarter, creating leverages, creating systems, creating processes where money can flow, not attached to hours, will change your financial reality. Now, I make money in lots of different ways. So I have things that I do where I do technically work and I get paid an hour. So whether that is a day presenting, whether that's some of my event project work, whether that is, I guess, some of my coaching programs, there's a time investment specific to those where I get paid. But again, there's leverage to that, because when I build the initial coaching program, that takes me time that I don't really get paid for. And then each time I launch the program, I get paid for that. Then there's my courses that are much more leveraged. I made them once, I sell them time and time again. They create money. I have e-products that basically somebody could go into the shop, they could click and they could purchase. I also have a network marketing business that I've built to kind of like what we call a vice president level, which basically means a level where I unlock basically at this point some overrides. I unlock monthly commissions from repeat customers. I also unlock bonuses. But again, none of that is passive, right? Leveraged for sure. But passive income implies you do nothing. And none of those things were about doing nothing. They are about, number one, I did something in the beginning to create the momentum. But secondly, I am actively and openly willing to receive. And what's been so interesting for me, guys, is over the years, when I haven't been doing my money work, when I haven't been doing my energetic work, when I wasn't working on my nervous system, I was earning the same amount of money every single month, even though I was doing completely different things. I mean, like to the penny, because I was available for that amount of money. Like that was my, Amanda Francis calls these energetic minimums and maximums. And I call them like energetic ceilings. I just love, I don't know why. I feel like that feels like a more open word. So like a baseline and a ceiling. So my baseline was this amount of money. Right. And that's why the money would keep coming. Like I remember one month I was quite down and I was like, oh, that's a bit shit. Like, well, I hope I can pay for everything. And this was kind of in like, oh, what's this? It doesn't matter. And I ended up receiving some random inheritance. And it basically made the same amount of money. And that is truly because what we always get what we're available for. And so when we do the work to increase our baseline and increase our ceiling, we start to see that world shift because we'll get what we're available for. So nothing is passive, because if you were passive, then you might continue to hit your baseline, but you wouldn't ever grow your ceiling. And so when you are trying to grow your receivership, grow your active manifestation, open yourself up to more, transform your financial reality, that is a very active process on a personal development level. It is not just about working more hours, because like I said, you'll work more hours, you'll attract more bills. And that is because if you are available to never have enough, you will always never have enough. So this is why I know for sure about money. It's not good or bad. It's what you make it mean. I know for sure about money. You must do the mental, practical work to understand why you think. You must do the energetic, emotional work to transform your body and how money feels. And you must take practical action steps. And those practical action steps will look different for every single person based on your life experience. But if you aren't willing to do that work across those things, that you may see some marginal gains, but I honestly don't believe you'll see quantum leaps. And that's because it is an active process. Attracting, manifesting, and mastering money is a fully active process. And that's it. We are complete. So I love you all so much. Thank you for joining me on this episode. If you have any questions or you are like, get me in that Master and Manifest program, Lucy, you can join the program under a Black Friday deal. If you are watching this live, you can unlock the Black Friday deal by dropping me a DM with the word money at Lucy Superfox on Instagram, at Lucy Superfox on TikTok and all other platforms. And if you are like, oh, okay, I'm listening back to this, I'm not going to get my discount, you can unlock the program at lucysuperfox.com/money. But to get your $111 discount, make sure you drop me a DM. And you can always find my free money ebook in the shop. So I love you all so much. Have the most beautiful rest of day and rest of week when you're listening to this. And remember, you will always get what you were available for. See you on the next episode.